All right. So the first thing we're going to talk a little bit about is what we're calling privacy, and our definition of privacy is the basic idea of privacy is that there's some information that should be kept private. So as far as in your area of research, what things do you think should be kept private? What kinds of information should be kept private, if anything?
Okay. Since my research deals a good amount of patients, I would always prefer keeping the patient details private.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, we just get the essential scientific data from them that's required for our research. And I think rest of the things should be kept private.
Okay. So what kind of things about the patients specifically? Just anything? Everything?
In the sense that right from name, ailment, their age,
right,
and social security numbers.
How about just in general, in the scientific process, just not in your area of work, but just in general, do you think should be kept private?
Okay. I think any knowledge that's related to the field and that's not subject specific,
mm-hmm,
okay, should be made public.
Okay. Right.
Okay. When I say subject specific, in the sense that that does not have a deleterious effect on an individual,
mm-hmm,
okay, or any scientific knowledge, I think, should be made public.
Okay,
because regardless of what you make private or public, things always get in the wrong hands.
Right. Right. Let me, sorry to, I said, air conditioner is really loud. I'm going to turn it off.
Okay.
If we get too hot, I'll turn it back on.
No, it's fine.
Just having trouble hearing.
I felt a hotter region.
So, what do you think as far as, you know, you mentioned about dealing with the patients and the things that should be kept private. What are some reasons to make sure those things are kept private?
Okay. That's mostly because the moment you come to know that some patient has some ailment, right, the behavior of people around them changes,
mm-hmm,
right, which you ideally wouldn't want to do.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Though if someone asks you, I would ideally tell them the truth that these are the things that I have or these are the ailments that I have, but there's no reason for someone else to know that I have this ailment, and that affects a good deal of the behavior around you.
Right.
So,
and what do you think, what are some things that people might be able to do with information that should be private, but they somehow get it? What would they be able to do with it that they shouldn't maybe be able to do?
Okay. I don't know. Because I never thought about what I would do with private information.
Right, right.
But,
well, maybe not. I mean, not you,
yeah,
but somebody
yeah,
else
but,
who...
yeah, but if I have to think, I would put myself in that position.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I think it's just the regular stuff. You know, you use it for something that's not good for humanity. And maybe use that information to blackmail someone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Right? And... Although, you know, I don't see problems with people taking private information and coming up with advanced technology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't see a problem if it's used for something good.
Right.
Okay, but if you come up with an advanced technology and use it for something bad, that's not okay with me.
Right. And as far as in your area of work, did you ever get the sense that you should keep things private so other researchers wouldn't know what you were, your results or what your team was working on or anything like that?
Nope. At least I'm of the opinion. I share information and knowledge freely with others. But it's just that I don't believe in publishing something that I haven't convinced myself about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
If I'm sure that this is a good piece of work and will make a good contribution to the field, then I would go ahead and publish it. But Otherwise, I would just keep it to myself, because though others might think it's a good piece.
Right. Okay. And who do you feel has a stake in keeping the kinds of sensitive information private?
I think it's the guy who's associated with it. I think it's an individual decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is a little bit like the question before, but are there people who could be harmed by making some kinds of information available that any, you know, sensitive information?
Yeah, they're definitely, yeah.
What kinds of people could be harmed by that?
Okay, the first thing that would come to mind are patients, obviously,
right,
because
right,
it's
right,
related
yeah.
to my area of work. And, you know, especially if you're looking at these sensitive biological information and biological weapons, then I think the entire humanity is at harm.
Right, right.
But I think these are kind of cliche answers that you might get, so I don't want to get into these things.
Well, is there any information that, if there's information that, you know, you mentioned patients, that needs to be kept private in your area of research, are there steps that you normally take to make sure that privacy is ensured?
Yeah.
What kind of steps do you take?
So whenever we get the data from the places where we get the data, before we get it, we ensure that any any patient-specific information that's there is removed from the data.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we just get the essential stuff.
Okay, and is there anything that makes it hard to make to get rid of that?
No, it's not so difficult. Maybe it might take 5 or 10 minutes of
mm-hmm. okay.
extra time. That's it.
And are there any, I guess, more sort of official policies that you're familiar with that require privacy protection practices in your area of research?
Yeah, I think this is pretty well established, at least in the field of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that whenever you share the basic scientific information with your community, you always anonymize your
right.
subjects.
Okay. And is there a name for any of those policies that you're aware of, or just kind of...
I don't know of a policy, but...
Yeah,
okay. we just say we anonymize
right,
people.
Right,
right. But I don't know if there's a particular name.
Okay. And ultimately, whose responsibility do you feel that it should be to keep sensitive information private? As far as, you know... In your research group,
I think this is a difficult question because the finger always points the other way. but I think it's the organization that acquires this information,
mm-hmm. okay.
or the individual who's taking this information.
Okay. And do you think that reflects how research is done? That those groups do that and are held responsible for doing those things?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to turn it to the other side about what we're calling transparency, or the basic idea that there's some information that be publicly shared, which you were mentioning earlier about what you thought, you know, most things should be publicly shared. As far as in your area of work, what do you think is important to be transparent and made public?
You know, when you report data,
mm-hmm.
say as a researcher you have a line of thought,
mm-hmm.
right? And people tend to report only those things that
right.
stand in line with your line of thought, right? I feel that everything should be made public, or at least when you report whatever work you do, you report it with an open-mindedness, saying that I have these shortcomings in my line of thinking, and my thoughts cannot address these issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so you always address the shortcomings of.
Right. And do you think there's any, along that same line of thinking, is there any information that would be wrong to withhold from other people?
Yeah, I think I would just, at least if I'm doing experiments, right? I just publish everything that I get from that mm-hmm. experiment, mm-hmm. not just the things that I think are relevant.
Right.
And if I'm coming up with some data or numerical stuff or theory, then I'd publish everything that I have right. and let people decide what looks right or what looks right. wrong.
And you answered this earlier when I asked about privacy, but as far as just you talked about what should be made public when I was asking about privacy. But what kinds of things, just with the scientific process in general, if you want to add anything about what should be made public in the scientific process?
I don't know. I think most of the things that I would want have been made public.
Okay.
Right. But and regarding other fields, I don't know, because I think a lot of different stuff gets classified, and many times if you see, you know, many of the amazing inventions or products that you find in the market today can trace back their roots to these defense projects.
Right.
And I think a good number of defense projects, maybe not the ones related to arms and ammunition, but there are a good number of defense projects that are doing some awesome work that can be of great help to mankind. And I think they should just make it public. Mm-hmm. You know, because anyways, they'll make it public maybe about 30 or 40 years from now, but okay. And then I think some other smart guy would have figured it out and made a product out of it.
Right. And so what do you think the primary reason is for making it public?
It just cut short so much of lead time into getting your mm-hmm. results. Right. And you save a lot of resources and efforts in reaching the final destination.
And you've been talking about this, but who do you feel has a stake in making information from research widely available?
I think everyone involved in the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Right.
I don't think you can ask the organization to take the complete responsibility. You can't make the government take complete responsibility, neither the individual, but I think there should be a consensus between the three and make as many things public as possible.
Right. And what are some good reasons that people might have to have access to some of this information?
Yeah, as I told you, it saves a great deal mm-hmm. on the resources right. and effort.
Okay. And I asked this earlier about privacy, but as far as transparency, if there's information that needs to be shared, what kind of steps are taken in your area of research to make sure that it gets out there?
Right. I think the easiest routes are the conferences and journals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And occasionally we tend to travel around, spend time at a few places and try to figure out what's happening. Right. That's what is happening in our fields at least.
Right.
But I think internet's been the best way to share resources.
Right. And besides doing the actual work, is there anything that makes it hard to do that and make it share it publicly?
I don't think so. I think ultimately it's up to the decision-making body.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, the head of your lab or head of your institution.
Right.
If he says go ahead, he or she says go ahead and make it public, then you just make it public.
Right.
It's a click away. Right. So it's ultimately depends on the person making the decision.
Right. And then are there any more sort of official policies that require the information to be public?
I think there should be more.
Okay.
Because I don't think a lot of things are public.
Yeah. Do funders or any other agencies require researchers to share their data or any
yeah.
of that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And ultimately,
let me add this.
Sorry for
interrupting.
Oh, no.
I think one of the funding agencies makes it mandatory to share everything that has been developed from the fund
mm-hmm.
with the community.
Right.
So I think that's a good thing in the policy.
Yeah, yeah. And whose responsibility do you feel that it should be to ensure transparency in the research process?
Everybody involved.
Everybody involved, okay. So thinking about public privacy and transparency, the things that we've been talking about here, are there any kinds of materials that you would expect to be taught during graduate school or want to be taught in relation to these things? Or have you been taught to date about those things?
Okay. I don't know if... I haven't been taught officially till
mm-hmm.
now, but recently we received an email from our department
mm-hmm.
that said there's this course online. It's mandatory for us to finish it before the end of July.
Okay.
To be considered a valid CME, or a valid university
right.
Student.
Do you remember what the online, where it was through, or?
I don't know. Maybe if you want, I can forward you the link.
Okay.
All that I remember is we had to go through a few lectures that were there on the internet and finally take a test and pass them.
Right, right. And as far as for you, do you feel like, as far as a professor, it would be better to communicate these things in a classroom setting or maybe in just the course of being mentored by someone?
I think everyone has some basic ethics built into
right,
them.
Right, right.
So classroom would be too painful. I think some kind of mentoring group
right,
is what's required.
Right.
Because you know most of the basic stuff, and there are these few situations when you require help from someone else on what you decide. And if you have a mentor who can help you out in those few moments, I think that's more than sufficient.
Right. And as far as the basic things that you feel people know, how do you think that they, is that something, I guess, just people have inside or like they've learned, you know, at some point, like maybe as an undergrad or in high school or something like that?
I think it's a bit of both.
Right, right.
Because it depends on how you're being brought up.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And it also depends on how things around you have influenced you over the past few years.
Right, right. And are there any other things that you haven't mentioned about privacy and transparency that you think are important to talk about and for people to understand about those issues when they're doing the research?
Trying to think of anything.
Yeah. And you mentioned that, I guess, did you say it was the dean had sent the message about the online thing? As far as in any other time in your education or any mentoring up to this point, have these kinds of things been talked about? And
But it has been rather more of a one-on-one conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Not an official course or a classroom or anything, but a lot of one-on-one conversations have happened in the past.
Right. Okay. And this is just, these are a few follow-up questions here, just to make sure we get kind of a wide range of grad students, but what year are you?
I'm in at the end of my first year.
Okay. And you go here to Carnegie Mellon? Or?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And what program are you enrolled in? Or what department?
Master's project mechanical.
Okay. And obviously you're male, and those are all my questions.